Dylan Oz.
All right, turn to Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter number 5. Hebrews chapter number 5. I'll start reading there in verse number 12. The Bible reads, "For when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth unto them that are of full age, even though who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for this opportunity to preach. Pray that you give me a clear mind and sound words, Lord. I just pray that you help me edify your people tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, so this passage is often used to talk about babes in Christ. And then as Christians, we hear lots of preaching about babes in Christ. And we often think that there's basically two stages of growth in the Christian life. And that's being a babe in Christ and being a mature Christian. But the title of my sermon tonight is Spiritual Teenage Punks. Because I believe that there's a third, you know, growth in your spiritual life that not everyone hits. Some people just grow up. You know, everyone's a babe, of course, but, you know, I see a lot of spiritual teenage punks today, and sometimes we even see those people in our movement. I'm sure you guys would agree with that. But, you know, these people aren't total babes. You know, like, a teenager isn't a child, right? They have some knowledge. They have some characteristics of an adult. They do some things that an adult does, but obviously they have a lot of problems as well. So I want to talk about three characteristics of a spiritual teenage punk. Turn to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresy." So number one, spiritual teenage punks are different for the sake of being different. One of the words there that was listed was variance. And that means that you're just constantly changing, right? And obviously we know as Christians, you know, we should be the same in the local church, of course, right? You know, we should be different from the world, but these people, they want to be different than spiritual leadership just for the sake of being different. They want to be different than your friends just for the sake of being different. Matthew 10:35 says, "For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." So God has sent us to be variant, but it's from a specific type of person. It's from the unsaved. It's from the ungodly. It's from those that refuse to serve God. But we shouldn't just be different than every single brother in Christ that we have. You know, that's a bad sign. If every single, you know, opinion that your church has, every single doctrine that your church holds to, and you're just the one guy in the church that's like, "Well, I'm different on that. I'm different on how we go soul winning. I'm different on the Trinity. I'm different on all these things." Obviously, that's being variant, and that's a sin. Titus 2:14 says, "Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." You know, if you want to stand out as being someone that's different, why don't you stand out for being a great soul winner? Why don't you stand out as being just a man that's full of the Spirit and that loves the brethren, and that serves in the church, and that submits yourself to your pastor? You know, stand out from the world by the way that you live, but don't stand out from just all the stupidity that flows out of your mouth, you know, because you're a spiritual teenage punk and you can't submit to anybody, okay? Ephesians 4, 1 through 3, you know, I'm just going to skip that just for lack of time. So turn to Proverbs 9. We'll be getting there in a little bit. So number two, spiritual teenage punks are know-it-alls. And the reason I'm actually preaching this sermon is because the fool that Pastor Jimenez and Pastor Thompson kicked out of our church, Sebastian Sandoval, was like this. Now, obviously, I believe he's a reprobate and that he's not saved. But he had a lot of these attributes of what like a teenage punk would have. And I'm very thankful that they kicked him out of the church, by the way, as well. But, you know, this guy just thought he knew everything. The whole time going to our church, he hadn't even read the Bible through cover to cover one time. By the very end of him coming to church, he said that he had read the Bible one time cover to cover, and yet he wants to correct Pastor Jimenez on all of his doctrine. He wants to correct all the pastors in our movement on all of their doctrine and all the people in the church on all of their doctrine. 1 Corinthians 8:2 says, And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. So those of us that actually have read the Bible more than one time cover to cover, and those of us that aren't a spiritual teenage punk, you know, we know that the more that we read the Bible, we know that we know nothing as we ought to know. You know, and you see these pastors who have read the Bible through cover to cover just tens and scores of times. These people aren't lifted up with pride about their knowledge. You know, the more that you read the Bible, the more you realize that, hey, I don't know what I need to know. So someone who's read the Bible through one time cover to cover and wants to say, well, Pastor Menez doesn't know how to go soul winning, you know, because I have a better way. You're a fool. You're an arrogant idiot and you're a spiritual teenage punk. Psalm 131:1 says, Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty, neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. You know, it's like every time this guy got up on a men's preaching night sermon, he had to preach some weird, deep, new truth out of the Bible that no one's ever heard of. He's like, hey, did you know that the feeding of the 5,000 was just a parable? Yeah, that sounds right. You know, his first sermon ever, I believe he preached on Hebrews chapter 6. You know, it's a bad sign in a young man when you cannot just preach any normal doctrine out of the Bible. You know, if you're new at preaching, you know, even if you're not really that new at preaching, why would you not be able just to preach what the Bible says? Why can't you just pick a doctrine and say, hey, I just want to get better at preaching, and I'm just going to preach on baptism. I'm just going to preach on soul winning. I'm not going to preach these weird, just strange truths out of the Bible. It's not right, and it's something we need to stay away from. And obviously, every pastor in this movement, you know, that can preach just amazing sermons, they started out by preaching faithfully the milk of the word and just the basic precepts of the Bible. Number three, spiritual teenage punks are rebellious. I had you turn to Proverbs chapter 9. Let me get there. Because just like a teenager is rebellious, spiritual teenage punks are rebellious. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 8. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So when spiritual teenage punks get corrected, it just goes in one ear and out the other. You know, one of the things that this idiot was doing is when he was going soul winning, he was refusing to ask people to preach the gospel. He was refusing to ask permission. And at Verity Baptist Church, that's one of the things Pastor Menez wants us soul winners to do, is ask permission to preach the gospel. You don't just walk up and start vomiting, you know, scripture out of people. And he would, as soon as they would open the door, he'd stick his foot in their door, you know, and he'd get up in people's face, and he'd be a jerk, and he'd be mean to people. And, you know, he was corrected so many times. And then he'd be like, yeah, okay, I'll work on that. You know, and when I correct him or when someone else corrected him, out soul winning, Remy, Brother Aaron, and, you know, he'll say, okay, I'll change that. And then he'll go soul winning with Brother Brandon and do the same thing like he was never corrected, you know, and he'll play like an idiot because a fool will not be instructed. A fool, you cannot teach them anything. It goes in one ear and out the other. And, you know, it doesn't matter how many times this guy had to be corrected. He was just waiting to break the rules again and to despise authority again and just to be a fool again. Jude 1:8 says, likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. You know, no respect for authority. This guy was kicked out of church, told not to return to any church functions. The next day, he shows up at the church nursing home ministry, and I confront him, and I'm trying to get him out of here. And he's like, well, Pastor Menez isn't my pastor anymore. So this whole time in church, he obviously had no respect for the man of God, no fear of God. Why? Because he was a spiritual teenage punk. So if you see any of these attributes in a person, you know, it's very likely that you're dealing with a false prophet, first of all. And I just want to encourage everyone to report to your pastor when you see this kind of stuff. You know, that's one thing I definitely know that I did right in this situation, and I was constantly updating Brother Aaron about this kid's foolishness. And, you know, you say, oh, you're a snitch. This is not a prison. This is a Baptist church trying to fulfill the great commission of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, stop being so weak that you're unable to tell your pastor about what some fool is doing that's ruining your church, all right? Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this day, and thank you for the opportunity to preach. Pray that you fill the next man with your spirit, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Phil Perry.
Turn in your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 23.